It's Helping Hand, statewide on HPR 1 stations, part of our broadcast of All Things Considered, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, local nonprofit that has formed to raise funds and awareness in the fight to save endangered animals from the illegal wildlife trade, focused on among the most vulnerable animals anywhere in the world, the rhinoceros, on the fast track to extinction due to consumers in just two Asia-Pacific countries, China and Vietnam, who are involved in the rhino horn trade. Wild Aloha Foundation is currently funneling the money that they raise to another nonprofit. They're called Care for Wild. It's a rhino orphanage. They care for baby rhinos whose mothers have been poached, often in front of them. Babies traumatized from the experience, sometimes physically wounded and in need of 24-hour-a-day specialized care and unique milk. They have their kickoff fundraising event this coming Thursday at Amuse Wine Bar in Honolulu, Winos for Rhinos. Wild Aloha Foundation will give 100% of the money raised to Care for Wild. Miley Miller, she is an attorney at Honolulu law firm Starn O'Toole Marcus & Fisher, and she is also the president and co-founder of Wild Aloha Foundation. Welcome to HPR, Miley.
Thank you for having me.
So nice that there is a lawyer right here in Honolulu fighting for rhinos. First, explain who the Wild Aloha Foundation is and how it functions.
So at this point, Wild Aloha Foundation is three people, myself, Pualena Pakele and Cabot, and Cassandra Lowe. And for me, I've always been particularly interested in rhinos. I think it started when I was in high school. I had a teacher, Shannon Laurie, and we had a class called Global Eyes. I remember her telling a story on a safari in Africa, and they came across a rhino that had been poached, but that rhino was still alive. A rhino's face having been hacked off with a chainsaw, and they didn't even have the decency to kill the rhino first. So that kind of started it. And then a couple years ago, I actually remember on HPR, you were talking about the Australian Rhino Project. You had mentioned some statistics that were horrifying to me, and that sort of reignited my passion. And then recently, I have been posting about the rhino crisis on my personal social media pages. And then we were like, why don't we try to do something a little bit more? And given where we are in Hawaii, we have the huge influence culturally from the Asia-Pacific region. And we also, just in terms of our physical location, are at the intersection of the wildlife trade, because much of the actual rhino horn and elephant ivory and pangolin scales are going through our airports. And we are trying to raise as much awareness locally as we can, even though people think that it is a faraway problem.
True. It's in Asia. When it comes to the rhino horn, it ends up being just a couple of countries. You pointed out something else that's pretty important about the crisis, which is how it's done. A savage, brutal, violent encounter where often the animal is left alive with a gaping wound for days, weeks at a time, suffering and invariably dying unless somebody is able to save it, which is a very, very hard task.
The reason that Care for Wild got chosen right off the bat is maybe about 2 months ago, they got a brand new baby orphan rhino. His name is Arthur the Brave. And Arthur's mother was poached, but in that process, he got severe machete wounds. The people at Care for Wild think that he was trying to protect his mother as she was being killed. Little Arthur had several vets that needed to come and check his wounds, clean his wounds. And so he's sort of our mascot, if you will, for this event. Arthur is really the one who made us decide to go with Care for Wild as our first kickoff event.
Care for Wild, they were founded by Petronel Newwood. She's an ex-South Africa law enforcement officer. It's a sobering place. Their primary mission is caring for baby rhinos that would never be cared for by people if not for their mothers being killed. And these are strange places because this is an animal that requires guys with machine guns to be standing near the animal 24 hours a day to keep that animal alive. And these are babies who barely even have horns. And as more and more rhinos come there, they had to hire more and more security. When you talk about the funds that they need, doctors, vets caring for wounds, on top of that, you need a lot of very reliable security, and they have to be heavily armed.
Exactly. Funds just to care for a rhino average about $2,000 a month at Care for Wild, but that's just talking about the normal medical expenses, the feed, the hay, the milk. When you start factoring in the security fences for the canine units, they have horse units, human security forces, fences, lights.
Thermal imaging.
Right. It is a war that they are on the front lines, and it is an expensive war. So every dollar that we can raise, we're happy to raise and send their way.
First time I think there's been one of these local fundraising events, because you hear about the bowling for rhinos and winos for rhinos and other parts of the world. The first time in Honolulu, it's going to be this coming Thursday, 5 p.m., Amuse Wine Bar.
So basically, you purchase a ticket for $50. With that ticket, you're going to get a $50 wine card for Amuse. You use the wine card to go choose whatever wine you want, automated spouts, and you can try a whole bunch of different wines. Your ticket basically pays for itself right off the bat. With your ticket, we're also going to have light poo-poos, fabulous door prizes from Alan Wong's, Courtyard Marriott, a lot of local swimsuit and jewelry stores. We're going to have YouTube playing in the background from Care for Wild, their YouTube page. It's basically going to be just videos of the cute baby rhinos. We're going to have fact sheets. Pua and Cass and I will be walking around the room, talking to everybody, helping to explain the pertinent information to anybody who wants to hear more. We're trying not to bang people over the head, but like you said, there's just so much information that we want to get through. I mean, at the rate that we are poaching rhinos right now, they're supposed to be extinct by 2024. Within 6 years, unless there is a huge change in the tide. So we're really, really trying to push awareness. One of the main hashtags that we use on Instagram that's pretty popular, it's not something that we came up with, but it's when the buying stops, the killing will too. Knowledge
Wild
is
Aid.
Power. Yeah, Wild Aid is a great organization. They're doing great work. We've been working with some great friends who have been translating our hashtags into Vietnamese and Chinese to get the right characters so we can try to raise awareness in every way that we possibly can, because our sense is if you're a little kid and you start reading about this, you'll start caring about it, and you're never going to want to buy some product that allegedly cures something if you know what goes into getting that product.
And that it would just be two countries on the whole world would kind of be determining whether or not your child gets to grow up and know that those animals are still in the world, or they're going to be presented to them as a historic thing that used to exist, like a dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly. This is an ongoing crisis, and as many people as possible need to help fight this battle.
People who can't make the event or are busy that night and they want to help out, they can still make a donation?
Yes, you can make a donation at our website, at our Facebook page. Make a donation directly to Care for Wild. We are a registered 501c3. Your donation will be tax deductible.
So whether it's people who volunteered who want to help you organize future events, maybe someone has a restaurant, bar, they're hearing, wow, we'd love to host this at our place, or they want to spread the word about your events on social media. Maybe they want to provide you donations of door prizes or other giveaway items that you could use, trips, who knows what they have, or be a sponsor of an event if they can't host one.
Everything you said sounds awesome. We're open to any ideas, any donations, sponsorship. We really are open to anything and everything. You can contact us via Facebook, Instagram, our website. Any and every little bit helps, and it doesn't, like you said, need to necessarily be a monetary donation.
Or perhaps you have translation skills that you could offer them, or connections in China or Vietnam.
Translation skills would be amazing. We have a couple friends, but the more people we have and the more connections we have, I think a lot of where we'll go will depend on how many resources we get and how many people we get to help us.
Even if people just want to spread the word on social media about the things that you do by following your different social media outlets and then reposting it.
Absolutely.
WildAlohaFoundation.org. Find a link to buy tickets to their Winos for Rhinos event that's coming up this Thursday. You can make a secure online donation, like we said, at their website, or you can email them info@WildAlohaFoundation.org. Find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact details, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Miley Miller, president and co-founder of the Wild Aloha Foundation, a local nonprofit, having their inaugural event this Thursday, Amuse Wine Bar in Honolulu, Winos for Rhinos. 100% of the money raised will go to Care for Wild, one of the most well-known and prestigious rhino orphanages anywhere in the world, in South Africa, caring for some of the most vulnerable creatures on Earth. It's a touching place. I think it's 70-something little squeaking baby rhinos that don't even have horns. Every single one of those rhinos had their parent killed, and that's where all your money is going. So on behalf of all those little creatures and all the security guards and apparatus they've got defending them, people are going to be supporting by going to your event. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.